defense to contract enforceability. Next is the statute of frauds. A contract may be invalid if it's not in the proper form. All states have a statute, one or more, well, one statute probably, that specifies what type of contracts will be in writing, or must be in writing, or be evidenced by a written document. Several types of contracts are normally required to be in writing. There's a test we can follow, a rule, for instance, at determining whether an oral or verbal contract is enforceable, and it is called the one-year rule. What it means is that a contract that cannot be performed within 1 year on its terms, in 1 year, on the day of formation, it needs to be in writing. It is not whether the agreement is likely to be performed within 1 year, but whether performance is possible within 1 year. So another way in rule is collateral or secondary contracts. Things that you, it obligates another person, or secondary contracts will be formed from one. Those things need to be in writing. Promises made in consideration of marriage is another one that needs to be in writing. And sales of good price, which you find in UCC, sales of goods that are priced at $500 or more must be in writing.